So all of a sudden, it's November and we are spending more time indoors. Maybe we're getting back into the kitchen. So joining us today is Melanie O'Malley from O'Malley's Oven. Some Troy listeners may recognize the name from the Troy Farmers Market. So Melanie, welcome.
Hi.
So fall flavors, what are some of the fall inspirations coming into your kitchen?
Well, apple cider donuts, of course, are a staple around these areas. And what I do is instead of a kind of thicker, cakier apple cider donut, I use my French cruller base, which is a really nice light and airy donut. And I incorporate pureed apples and spices into that. And I make these just delightful cloud-like apple cider donuts, which are my favorite autumnal treat. I do incorporate a lot of spice. I like to take my flourless chocolate cake and add, you know, a little cayenne, a little cinnamon. I like to find ways to put cardamom into some of the treats just to bring a little warmth in.
For our listeners who may not know O'Malley's Oven, could you give listeners a little bit of taste of some of the products that you make?
Yes, we have a wide variety of treats, both savory and sweet. So on the sweeter side of things, we're very well known for our cream puffs. That's kind of, I call it like the gateway drug to the bakery. Then we have various tarts. The maple bourbon walnut tart is a really popular staple that is year round, but it is kind of traditionally an autumn Thanksgiving vibe going on there. And then there's the French crullers, like I mentioned earlier. I do these chocolate chip cookies, but my philosophy on a chocolate chip cookie is that it should have fudge throughout the middle. So they're a fudge-filled chocolate chip cookie. I'm always trying to kind of take something that's familiar and twist it a little bit without making it too different or too new. And I do make savory hand pies, which are quite popular as well. And those, you know, I've got Reuben, bacon, egg and cheese, pesto chicken. And I love to play with the flavors that can come about in those handheld little lunch type savory snacks, although I can't produce those right now.
So O'Malley's Oven is how old now?
We incorporated, I think, as an LLC in 2013. And prior to that, you know, was kind of the out of my basement apartment kitchen, friends and family brainchild stage. So it's been kicking around for a bit now, I guess approaching 10 years in a couple years. And we're just working on expanding to our own storefront in downtown Troy, which is why we haven't been at Farmers Market since July.
Tell us a little bit more about that.
It's very exciting, a very large project, and it'll be on Fulton Street at 455 Fulton next to First Choice Caribbean, and there'll be a walk-in bakery. You can order to pick up. I'm thinking I'm going to carry some other, you know, Vermont Spetzel, which is a gluten-free Spetzel, other products that, you know, I don't make myself, to kind of build up a little bit more of a one-stop shopping type of vibe. And we'll be open from Wednesday through Saturday from 10 till 3 to start. And I'm hoping to be open in the storefront by the holidays. It depends on when O'Malley's literal oven arrives from a freight ship somewhere.
But in the meantime, you were just telling me that you are starting again at the farmers market starting this weekend.
Yes. So when it became apparent that the timeline for the kitchen was getting pushed back further for customers' sake, but also my own sanity's sake, started trying to figure out how to come back to market, at least in some capacity. So for now, I'm operating with a home kitchen license in the New York State ag and markets, and I'm able to produce a limited amount of products. So as I mentioned quickly earlier, I cannot produce the savory hand pies, which is heartbreaking, especially this time of year to have, you know, handheld warm pie. That's pretty awesome. But I am able to do the cookies, the donuts. I'll be able to do Thanksgiving pies, rolls, no cream puffs, unfortunately, for now. But I can do gougere, which are an herb and garlic, like patchou base dinner roll, and tarts and tortas. So there will be basically the sweeter side of things until the bakery is fully up and running.
And you mentioned Thanksgiving. You often have some pre-ordered pies. I've pre-ordered your pies. They're delicious. Mm-hmm. What kind of flavors will you be offering for the upcoming holiday season?
With the limited production capacity that I'm working with right now, I'm going to keep it a pared-down, simple menu. You can pre-order your apple pie, pumpkin pie, maple bourbon walnut tart, buttermilk rolls, or gougere, which are the garlic herb items, and those will be for pickup at the Fulton Street location the Wednesday before Thanksgiving.
So O'Malley's Oven is coming on 10 years, which is incredible to think that it's been that long. So a major, you've gone through a lot of major changes, but of course a big one for business owners in this last two years, wow, is COVID. So how have these last 2 years been like for you?
Just a really jolly ride, you know? So when I started O'Malley's Oven, I had multiple other jobs and was baking some things on the side, figuring out that this is what I wanted to do. And at one point I had 3 other jobs and the oven, and then gradually 2 other jobs and the oven, and then 1 other job and the oven. So 2 years ago, a little over 2 years ago, I went full time with the bakery, and it was very exciting taking the leap and started looking for locations that weren't in the incubator program I was part of at Skodak Schools in Castleton, which was an amazing program and allowed me to grow at a scale and rate I never would have been able to accomplish if I had had overhead. And, you know, as I was looking at a summer where I was going to be hiring my first employee, getting a location outside of Castleton, and having my first child, COVID hit that March. And thankfully, I was still able to stay in the incubator, which I credit surviving COVID as a business for, because I don't know what I would have done if I had signed a lease. Mm-hmm. And it's just been this amazing tap dance of kind of pivoting with what's happening, leaning into embracing the time that I had at home with the baby in a way that I probably wouldn't have had otherwise. My parents watching her, so they got this really great experience. I feel guilty saying it hasn't been the worst 2 years ever. But I also think looking on that silver lining side is how I kind of stay sane. And now we're coming out the other side and working on this storefront in downtown Troy, and it's taking a little longer than it was going to, but I think we're still going to get there, and it's going to be even better than it would have been. So it's been a bit of a journey, but, you know, I think when you decide to look around for serendipity, you're more likely to find it. And thankfully that's been the case.
So how can listeners find you and keep up with the work that you're doing and see some of these beautiful inspirations that you're creating?
For pictures, obviously Instagram at O'Malley's Oven, one word. And I'm on Facebook. The Instagram is definitely a bigger front. And then the website is www.omalleysoven.com. You can always come pop by the farmer's market and visit. I'll be back at market starting this Saturday, November 6th. We'll be in the atrium this winter, all on the first floor.
Thank you, Melanie O'Malley from O'Malley's Oven.
Thank you.